Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. Have a great visit with our good friend John Deeney. John's the author of 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business. That's just one of his books. JohnFDeeney.com. Is that right, John?
Yeah, that's right, Jim. D-A-N-I.
And still rocking and rolling with the alternative boards there, right?
Yes.
How many groups you got?
15.
15 different groups going. All right. That sounds great. So we're talking about doing what you got to do to be competitive with really good employees. And I'm telling you, John, I started predicting this 2-3 years ago. I started telling small business owners, start opening your eyes. I know you're not looking to hire that many people, but some of your folks are going to leave, or you're going to get rid of somebody when you start bringing the new person to replace them. When you're replacing folks, key employees, don't be intimidated to not look at employees that you know, maybe people you've met who work for a big company. Don't be afraid to say, hey, I'm looking for somebody. Do you know anybody? And don't be surprised if they say, how about me?
Right. Right. There are a lot of people that are tired of seeing the person to the left and the person to the right take a bullet.
You know what else?
Not knowing if they're next.
You know what else they're tired of? They're tired of working on projects that they have been given and that they think could make a difference. And then they work it all the way up to the end where they're about ready to pull the trigger. And then somebody says, we're not going to do that. We're going to go in another direction. They're
right.
Tired of that, too. That's happening all the time.
And that circles back to what we were talking about in the earlier segment about importance. You know, a lot of small business owners worry that they can't provide a career path. You know, big corporations talk a lot about your career path. If you stay here, you'll move up. Well, you know, I don't know if going from an admin Roman numeral 2 to an admin Roman numeral 3 is what I really want out of life.
Right.
You know. And in small business, you can customize things for the employee.
Mm-hmm.
My employees have traded pieces of their job descriptions back and forth because one of them really enjoys a type of work and the other one really doesn't. And they sit down and they talk about it and say, well, why don't you do this and I'll do that?
And you let that democracy play out because it's good for everybody.
Sure. They like what they're doing better. They work harder. And they don't, you know, they don't have to be regimented into exactly what that job
is. Is that democracy or a kibbutz? I'm not sure which one it is.
No, it's not a kibbutz.
So, okay, another thing that you talk about in this article.
We have a what did somebody call this business the other day?
A dictatorship. All right, so another thing you mentioned in the article is flexibility. So I have an employee who we hired away from a big company. And he has a little thing that he does on the side, and sometimes he needs to be off for a day to go do that.
Right.
And he works it out where he gets his work done here, and when he says, can I be gone that day, he gives us notice. We say yes, and he does. And he has said to us, this doesn't work out when I work for the other company. It didn't work out like that when I worked for the other company. It was like an act of Congress to get them to let me do this, and it was like I was, you know, creating some problems or something. Small business owners can be flexible. Don't underestimate the power of that, John. Right?
No, not at all. And they can get an answer right away. You know, they say, I have to share childcare with my working spouse, and I'd like to come in Tuesday and Thursday an hour later, and I'll stay an hour later. And you can turn around and go, that's fine.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
And it's done. They're not filling out forms. They're not going down to HR. They're not checking the flex time policies manual.
Right.
And you can do other things too. You know, we have a little thing we do in our company. My full-time employees get $1,000 a year reimbursement allowance for self-improvement.
Wow, like a continuing ed course or something.
Anything they want.
Wow.
They've been spent on Italian lessons, piano lessons.
Wow.
You know, it doesn't have to be business related. It has to be something that makes them
feel
progressive.
See, you're better than me. We reimburse for continuing ed, but we make it business related. You're nicer than I am, John.
I just think they need to feel that they're moving.
There you go. Now, that's a good. I like your idea. I might have to take that into consideration. Good thing my employees don't listen to the show, right, John? Hey, John, give us the website again, please.
Sorry about that, Jim.
Give us the website.
John F. Deeney, DINI.com.
He's the best, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
We'll see you next time. John Deeney, DINI, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.